Chapter 12, The Function of Bhavanga, Life Continuum. There are moments when there are no sense impressions, when one does not think, when there are no akusla-cittas or kusla-cittas. Is there at those moments still citta? Even when there are no sense impressions and no thinking, there must be citta, otherwise there would be no life. The type of citta which arises and falls away at those moments is called bhavanga citta. Bhavanga literally means factor of life. Bhavanga is usually translated into English as life continuum. The bhavanga citta keeps the continuity in a lifespan, so that what we call a being goes on to live from moment to moment. That is the function of the bhavanga citta. One may wonder whether bhavanga cittas often arise. There must be countless bhavanga cittas arising at those moments when there are no sense impressions, no thinking, no akusla cittas or kusla cittas. When we are asleep and dreaming, there are akusla cittas and kusla cittas. But even when we are in a dreamless sleep, there still has to be citta. There are bhavanga cittas at such moments. Also, when we are awake, there are countless bhavanga cittas arising. They arise in between the different processes of citta. It seems that hearing, for example, can arise very shortly after seeing. But in reality, there are different processes of citta, and in between these processes, there are bhavanga cittas. The bhavanga citta succeeds the first citta in life, the patisandhi citta, rebirth consciousness. When the rebirth consciousness falls away, it conditions the arising of the next citta, the second citta in that life. And this is the first bhavanga citta in life. The bhavanga citta is vipaka citta. It is the result of the same gama which produced the patisandhi citta. There is only one patisandhi citta in a life, but there are countless bhavanga cittas. Not only the first bhavanga citta, but all bhavanga cittas arising during a lifespan are the result of the gama which produced the patisandhi citta. The bhavanga citta is the same type of citta as the patisandhi citta. There are 19 types of patisandhi citta, and thus there are 19 types of bhavanga citta. If the patisandhi citta is akusla vipaka, which is the case when there is birth in a woeful plane, all bhavanga cittas of that life are akusla vipaka as well. If the patisandhi citta is ahetuka kusla vipaka, in which case one is handicapped from the first moment of life, all bhavanga cittas of that life are ahetuka kusla vipaka as well. If the patisandhi citta is sahetuka, arising with subhana hetus, beautiful roots, the bhavanga citta is sahetuka as well. All bhavanga cittas during a lifespan are of the same type as the patisandhi citta of that life. They arise with the same hetus. They are accompanied by the same jetasikas, mental factors. If one is born with two hetus, with alopa, non-attachment, and adosa, non-aversion, but without wisdom, then all bhavanga cittas have only two hetus. Such a person can cultivate wisdom, but he cannot become enlightened during that life. If one is born with three hetus, which means that one is born with alopa, adosa, and panya, wisdom, all bhavanga cittas are accompanied by these three subhana hetus as well. Thus that person is more inclined to cultivate wisdom, and if he develops the Eightfold Path, he can attain enlightenment during that life. If one is born with somanasa, happy feeling, all bhavanga cittas of that life accompanied by Somanasa. Every citta must have an object, and thus the Bhavanga citta too has an object. Seeing has what is visible as object. Hearing has sound as object. The Bhavanga citta does not arise within the process of cittas, and thus it has an object which is different from the objects which present themselves time and again and are experienced through the sense doors and through the mind door. The Bhavanga citta, which is the same type of citta as the Patisandhi citta, also experiences the same object as the Patisandhi citta. As we have seen in Chapter 10, the Patisandhi citta experiences the same object as the Akusa cittas or Kusa cittas, which arose shortly before the dying consciousness, Kuti citta, of the previous life. If a kusalagama produces the rebirth of the next life, there will be an unhappy rebirth. In that case, a kusalachitas arise shortly before the dying consciousness, and they experience an unpleasant object. The Patisandhi citta of the next life, which succeeds the kuti citta, the dying consciousness, experiences that same unpleasant object. If kusalagama produces the rebirth, there will be a happy rebirth. In that case, kusala cittas arise shortly before the kuti citta, and they experience a pleasant object. The Patisandhi citta of the next life experiences that same pleasant object. Whatever the object is which is experienced by the last kusala cittas or akusala cittas of the previous life, the Patisandhi citta experiences that same object. The Patisandhi citta is succeeded by the first Bhavanga citta of that life, and this citta experiences the same object as the Patisandhi citta. Moreover, all Bhavanga cittas of that life experience that same object. The Visuddhimagga 14:114 states with regard to the Bhavanga citta, and I quote, "When the Patisandhi citta has ceased, then, following on whatever kind of rebirth consciousness it may be, the same kinds, being the result of the same gamma, whatever it may be, occur as Bhavanga citta with that same object, and again those same kinds. And as long as there is no other kind of arising of consciousness to interrupt the continuity, they also go on occurring endlessly in periods of dreamless sleep, etc., like the current of a river." End of quote. The Bhavanga cittas are like the current of a river, and this current is interrupted when there is an object presented itself through one of the senses or through the mind door. When the cittas of the sense door process or the mind door process have fallen away, the current of Bhavanga cittas is resumed. When an object contacts one of the five senses, the stream of Bhavanga cittas is interrupted and there is a sense impression. However, there cannot be a sense impression immediately. When sound, for example, impinges on the ear sense, there is not immediately hearing. There are still some Bhavanga cittas arising and falling away before the pancha Dhāvaravajāna citta, five-door adverting consciousness, adverts to the sound through the ear door and hearing arises. The Bhavanga cittas do not perform the function of averting to the sound which contacts the air sense. They do not experience the sound. They have their own function, which is keeping the continuity in a lifespan, and they experience their own object, which is the same as the object of the Patisandhi citta. Although the Bhavanga citta does not experience the sound which contacts the ear sense, it can be affected, disturbed by it, and then the stream of Bhavanga cittas will be interrupted and sound will be experienced by cittas which arise in the ear door process. One may wonder how the Bhavanga citta, which experiences its own object, can still be affected by an object which impinges on one of the doorways. Each citta can experience only one object at a time, but the Vivanga Chitta can still be affected by an object which impinges on one of the doorways. A commentary to the Visuddhimagga, the Paramatta Manjusa, 478, see Visuddhimagga 14, 115, footnote 46, explains this by way of a simile, and I quote, "But how does there come to be disturbance, movement, of the Vivanga that has a different support? Because it is connected with it. And here the example is this. When grains of sugar are put on the surface of a drum, and one of the grains of sugar is tapped, a fly sitting on another grain of sugar moves." End of quote. When a rupa, which is one of the sense objects, contacts one of the senses, there is first one moment of Vivanga Chitta arising and falling away, which is denoted by the name Atita Vivanga, or past Vivanga. This Chitta is succeeded by the Vivanga Kalana, or vibrating Vivanga. It is called vibrating Vivanga because it is disturbed by the object, although it does not experience that object. The last Vivanga Chitta, which arises before the stream of Vivanga Chittas is interrupted and the Pancha Dhavaravajana Chitta adverts to the object, is the Vivangu Pacheda, or arresting Vivanga, so called because the Vivanga Chitta's process is arrested after this Chitta. The different names which denote these Vivanga Chittas do not represent different functions. Vivanga Chittas have as their only function to keep the continuity in the life of a being. The different names only indicate that these Vivanga Chittas are the last ones before the stream is interrupted, and a new object which impinges on one of the doorways is experienced by a process of Chittas. When the Vivanga Pacheda, the arrest Vivanga, has arisen and fallen away, a sense door process of Chittas, which experience an object through one of the sense doors, can begin. When the sense door process is over, the stream of Vivanga Chittas is resumed, so that the series of Chittas succeeding one another in our life is not interrupted. The object which impinged on one of the senses is then experienced through the mind door. In between the sense door process and the mind door process, however, there are Vivanga Chittas. When the Chittas of the mind door process have fallen away, the stream of Vivanga Chittas is resumed. A sense object which is experienced through one of the five senses is Rupa. Rupa arises and falls away, but it does not fall away as rapidly as Nama. One rupa, which impinges on one of the senses, can be experienced by several chittas succeeding one another in a process. When, for example, the rupa which is sound impinges on the ear sense, it can be experienced by chittas arising in the ear door process. Before the process starts, there are Vivanga Chittas. The last Vivanga Chittas which arise before the sound can be experienced by the chittas of the air door process are Atita Vivanga, past Vivanga, Vivanga Kalana, vibrating Vivanga, Vivanga Pacheda, arrest Vivanga. When the stream of Vivanga Chittas has been arrested, the air door adverting consciousness, Sota Dhavaravajana Chitta, adverts to the object through the ear door. The following chittas in that process, which each perform their own function, can experience the sound before it falls away. The duration of one material unit, a rupa, has been determined by the commentaries as 17 moments of chitta. The number 17 should not be taken as a definite time measure. It is a comparative notion which is expressed here. As a footnote, see Venerable Nyanoponika, Abhidhamma Studies, The Problem of Time. End of footnote. The cheetahs in a complete sensory process of cheetahs, including three Vivanga cheetahs, which arise before the impinging rupa is experienced, are 17 in number. Later on, in chapter 15, I will deal in more detail with all the cheetahs arising in a process. Within this process, each cheetah performs its own function while they experience a rupa, which has not fallen away yet. Therefore, the duration of a rupa has been counted as 17 moments of cheetah, which succeed one another in a process. As a footnote, the commentaries count the duration of rupa as 16 or 17 moments of cheetah. Although the scriptures do not expressively mention these numbers, they refer to the different cheetahs and processes which each perform their own function while they experience an object, as I explained in my preface. End footnote. We cannot count these moments. We cannot imagine the shortness of time of a process of cheetahs. One cheetah lasts shorter than a flash of lightning. A process of cheetahs does not always run its full course. When a virupa impinges on one of the senses, it may happen that more than one moment of vivanga cheetah passes before the vivanga kalana, which precedes the vivanga pacheda. In that case, the rupa which has impinged on one of the senses does not survive until the process is completed, since it cannot last longer than 17 moments of cheetah. A process can, after it has started, be interrupted, for example, after the Vodapana citta determining consciousness, and then there are no kusla cittas or akusla cittas in that process. As a footnote, according to the Atisalini 2, Book 1, Part 10, Chapter 2, 269, the object is in that case weak. End of footnote. It may also happen that the Atita Bhavanga is succeeded by the Bhavanga Kalana, which is disturbed by the object, but that the Rupa then falls away. In that case, there is no Bhavangu Pacheda, a rest Bhavanga. The stream of Bhavanga Chitas is not interrupted, and the sense door process cannot start. Sound may, for example, impinge on the air sense, and then the Atita Bhavanga is succeeded by the Bhavanga Kalana. However, the Bhavanga Pacheda does not arise, and thus the current of Bhavanga Chitas is not interrupted, and the air door process cannot start. In that case, the sound cannot be heard. When a sense door process of Chitas begins, the rupa which has impinged on that sense door is experienced. When the sense door process of cheetahs, which experience a rupa such as visible object or sound, is over, that object has also fallen away. Cheetahs succeed one another extremely rapidly, and very shortly after the sense door process of cheetahs is over, a mind door process of cheetahs begins. The cheetahs of the mind door process, which follows upon the sense door process, experience through the mind door the rupa which has just fallen away. Before the mind door process begins, however, there are bhavanga cheetahs. Bhavanga cheetahs arise in between the different processes of cheetahs. The last two Bhavanga cheetahs arising before the Mano Dharavajana cheetah, the mind door adverting consciousness, are the Bhavanga Kalana, vibrating Bhavanga, and the Bhavanga Pacheda, or rest Bhavanga. As a footnote, The Atita Bhavanga, which is merely one moment of Bhavanga, which elapses before the Bhavanga Kalana and the Bhavanga Pacheda preceding a sense door process, is not counted again before the mind door process starts. End of footnote. Then the Mano Dhavaravadrana Chitta adverts to the object through the mind door, and it is succeeded by seven Kusla Chittas, or Akusla Chittas in the case of non-arahats. Footnote. I will explain in more detail about these chittas in chapter 14. End of footnote. Summarizing these chittas, they are 1. Bhavanga Kalana, vibrating Bhavanga. Bhavanga Pacheda, arrest Bhavanga. 2. Mano Dhavaravajana Chitta, mind door adverting consciousness. 3. Seven Akusla or Kusla Chittas, or for the Arahat, Kriya Chittas. When the mind door process is over, the stream of Bhavanga Chittas is resumed until there is again a process of Chittas experiencing an object through one of the sense doors or through the mind door. There are countless Bhavanga Chittas arising throughout our life in between the processes of Chittas experiencing an object through one of the sense doors or through the mind door. What is the mind door? It is different from the sense doors. A doorway is the means through which Chitta experiences an object. The sense doors are the following rupas: eye sense, ear sense, smelling sense, tasting sense, and body sense. Body sense is all over the body. These rupas are the means through which a sense object is experienced. The mind door is not one of these rupas. In order to understand what the mind door is, we should consider what the first chitta of the mind door process is. This chitta, which performs the function of averting to the object, is the Mano Dhavaravajana chitta, the mind door adverting consciousness. It does not advert to the object through one of the five senses, but through the mind door. The mind door must be nama. It is a chitta. The chitta which precedes the Mano Dhavaravajana chitta is the mind door. It is the means through which the chittas of the mind door process, beginning with the Mano Dhavaravajana chitta, receive the object. The chitta which precedes the Mano Dhavaravajana chitta is the Bhavanga Pacheda, and this chitta is the mind door. It is the mind door through which the Mano Dhavaravajana chitta adverts to the object, and it is also the doorway for the succeeding chittas of that process. The study of the different sense door processes and mind door processes, which take their course according to conditions, will help us to see realities as elements which are devoid of self, beyond control. We may, for example, be infatuated with a beautiful sound we hear. What we take for a long time of hearing are many different moments of chitta which do not last. Even when we do not know yet the origin of the sound, what kind of sound it is, sound has already been experienced through the mind door, since chittas succeed one another extremely rapidly, arising and falling away. Sound does not stay either, it falls away. We read in the Kindred Sayings 4, Salayatana Vaga, Kindred Sayings on Sense, 4th 50, Chapter 5, Paragraph 205, The Lute, that the Buddha said to the monks, and I quote, "Suppose, monks, the song of a lute has never been heard by a Raja or royal minister. Then he hears the sound of a lute and says, 'Good men, pray, what is that sound so entrancing, so delightful, so intoxicating, so ravishing, of such power to bind?' Then they say to him, "That, Lord, is the sound of what is called a lute, that sound so entrancing, so delightful, so intoxicating, so ravishing of such power to bind." Then he says, "Go, my men, fetch me that lute." So they fetch him that lute and say to him, "This, Lord, is that lute, the sound of which is so entrancing, of such power to bind." Then he says, "Enough of this lute, my men, fetch me that sound." They say to him, "This lute, so called, Lord, consists of divers parts, a great number of parts. It speaks because it is compounded of divers parts, to wit, owing to the belly, owing to the parchment, the handle, the frame, the strings, owing to the bridge and proper effort of a player. Thus, Lord, this lute, so called, consists of divers parts, of a great number of parts. It speaks because it is compounded of divers parts." Then that Raja breaks up that lute into 10 or 100 pieces. Having done so, he splinters and splinters it again. Having done so, he burns it in fire, then makes it a heap of ashes and winnows the heap of ashes in a strong wind, or lets them be borne down by the swift stream of a river. Then he says, "A poor thing is what you call a lute, my men, whatever a lute may be. Here in the world is exceeding careless and led astray." Even so, monks, a monk, investigating body as far as there is scope for body, investigating feeling, perception, the activities, sankhara khanda, investigating consciousness, so far as there is scope for consciousness, in all of these investigations, whatever there be of I, or I am, or mine, there is none of that for him. End of quote. Questions for Chapter 12. 1. At which moments do bhavangachittas arise? 2. When did the first bhavangachitta in life arise? 3. Can bhavangachitta be ahituka? 4. Can bhavangachitta be accompanied by wisdom? End of Chapter 12.